Question for you. What were the biggest lessons you learned in the crazy year that was 2020? And more importantly, how are you applying those lessons now? We had a talk in our creative community here at God and Gigs about what we learned in that year and how we can become more effective creatives, musicians, artists, because we are going to make sure we repeat the good things and make sure not to repeat the bad things and the mistakes we made in 2020. I think you're going to love this episode because it's going to touch on something that you need to either improve or keep doing. Keep listening. Here we go.
Artists, musicians, and creatives of all kinds. Looking for help balancing your passion to create with your everyday life? Not sure if your faith can coexist with your profession? Welcome to a place where real artists discuss real life. You're listening to The God and Gig Show. Visit godandgigs.com for show notes, links, and more information.
Hello and welcome to our show. Thank you so much for once again making this podcast a part of your creative journey. That gives me a lot of joy, and I'm honored that you would choose to spend a little bit of time listening in as we give you some inspiration, some encouragement, some motivation that will help you live your best creative life from the inside out. If you're new to the show, thanks for giving us a chance. My name is Alan C. Paul, and I believe you're among friends, especially if you're a faith-focused freelancer, creative musician. Whether you work inside or outside of the church, you're in the right place if you want to apply timeless spiritual principles to solve temporary creative problems. And I'm so grateful once again that you're here. Please make sure you subscribe to the show, and reviewing the show helps us to gain visibility and to reach other creatives who are just like you. So please do that. It takes only a couple of minutes on most apps, and it's super, super appreciated. Okay, so today's topic, today's episode, as I mentioned in the open, is all about the year that we are trying to forget, many of us, 2020. So whenever you're hearing this, I'm sure you're thinking, can we please just not go back? But I thought it was important, no matter what's happened since 2020 has passed by, that we learn the lessons that we should have learned and that we take them to heart and apply them throughout the rest of our creative lives. So for many of us, I can say this personally, and you'll hear in the reflections that I give and the 20 things I learned in 2020, that I'm a better creative now. I'm a stronger, more consistent creative now, thanks to 2020. And so even though many of us don't want to think about it, it's actually the silver lining that I want to take and share with you in this episode whenever you are hearing this. So let me first tell you, even if you are listening at a later date, I want to make sure that you have gotten all the tools that you need to have 2021 become an even better year. So I am letting you know about a training that I'm doing throughout 2021. This is the beginning as I'm recording this in January, but throughout 2021, we're going to be doing masterclasses to help you make 2021 your best creative year ever and help you have massive success as a faith-focused freelancer and creative. What you've got to do if you want to join this masterclass is go to godandgigs.com/2021training. 2021, those are both numbers, and then training. If you go there and sign up, you will be signed up either on the wait list or, but maybe if you get the right timing, we'll already be scheduled with the masterclass where you can jump in and find out how to build the confidence you need, how to learn the three essential, crucial strategies that you must apply this year in order to live your best creative life, and how to learn the one thing that will help you to achieve that success that you're looking for as a God-gifted artist. I want to make sure you hear these things, but you got to sign up for the masterclass. And again, whenever you hear this message, if it's 2021, you got to go ahead and go to godandgigs.com/2021training. Type that in or go to the show notes, go ahead and click that link, register, and you'll find out more about when we'll be holding these masterclasses and how you can take the opportunity to learn, to grow, and to really jump in and become that creative that has learned all the lessons and is moving even more confidently, completely confident. That's my goal for you, is to have complete confidence, not just half or not just 75%, but complete confidence in your creative calling and be able to walk into everything that you can do to impact the world and bless others, okay? So that's my announcement. make sure you check that out. Now, let's jump in to these 20 lessons. I guarantee you one of these is going to speak to you, if not many more. So check them out, write some of these down, and let's go together to learn these lessons. 20 things I learned as a creative in 2020. Let's just put this in perspective, okay? This time last year, we were all looking forward to an amazing year. We were like, oh, 2020 is the year of perfect vision, right? Remember that? And then we had these tragedies happen, whether it was Kobe Bryant or whether it was losing so many loved ones and famous people. And then, of course, COVID being the number one thing that knocked us all into a place we'd never been, a place we most of us in our lifetimes have never experienced. So to knock that down to 20 lessons is really impossible. But what I'm trying to do is use some of our podcast episodes and the lessons that I've learned as personally as I've been a musician, I've written, and now podcasting and now doing YouTube and Facebook and all these other things that I'm doing. I'm going to try to use my experience, hopefully to relate to your experience. But all the way through this talk, please share what was your biggest lesson of 2020. What are you going to take into 2021 that you know for sure is going to bless you, is going to keep you focused and keep you moving in the next year? I don't want the lessons of 2020 to disappear and just like throw everything away to pretend like the whole year didn't exist. I think I'm a better person. I think you're a better person. You're a better creative. You're a more prepared creative than you ever have been, thanks to, in part, the struggles we had to deal with in 2020. So I want to make sure I learn those lessons and keep them in the new year. So this is not just a, whew, thank God the year's over kind of broadcast. This is something we're going to take with us throughout the next 365 days, I hope. So first of all, lesson number 20, which again, not necessarily a particular order, but I tried to make sure I covered as many things as possible. Here's lesson number one for me, or lesson 20, I guess I should say. Everything has a season. There's nothing permanent. There's nothing that's going to be around forever. And there's nothing that's necessarily going to be gone forever. I'm thinking when I say this lesson that everything has a season, because there are things that I thought I would be doing this year that just wasn't the season for. This was not the time for me to do certain things. And it's okay. The Bible says for everything, there's a season under heaven. And it was so important for me this year to say, you know what? Not only is there everything a season, for everything there's a season, but there are some things that I didn't know I would need, that this was the season for it. I didn't know that everything that I had bought and invested in wouldn't be needed in this season, but it was. And because of that, I had actually an advantage, because there were things that I did not realize I would need that I did need in 2020. And specifically, just to be very straight up with you, a lot of this equipment and things that I'm using right now was not designed for the live stream experience, but they turned out to be exactly what I needed. So in 2020, I learned that there's things that have a season for being used, for being pushed forward, for stepping forward, and there's a season for stepping back. And some of those things were, of course, what we experienced during the pandemic. So if you agree with any of that, and I'm noticing my internet's acting crazy, so forgive me if I have any freezes or anything like that, but I think we're still live as far as I can tell. So let me know if you guys can still see me with any chats, okay? Number two, it's actually number 19 because I'm going backwards. Relationships are priceless. And I don't think anyone's going to disagree with me here. There's nothing more important than relationships. There's nothing that we found that was more important, especially in a day of social distancing. Nothing kept us more invigorated. Nothing gave us more hope. Nothing was able to keep us going more than the relationships that we had, the ones that really mattered, the ones that stuck with you, the people that stuck with you, the communities that stuck with you. So if you have any relationships in your life that you realized were the reason that you made it through 2020, you need to stick with those people, go thank them, get them a call, make sure, give them a happy new year, of course, but also just let them know what they meant to you. Let them know that you were so grateful and you are grateful that you had them in your life during this time, and continue to work on those relationships as a creative, whether it be artistic relationships, whether it's your church relationships, whether it's your family relationships. We found this year those things are priceless. And so many people, of course, had to deal with losing people. So we know that's something you can't ever take for granted. Okay. So that's another lesson. And I'm just going to go right through these because once again, I want to make sure we get to as many as possible in our time. 18. Consistency is the key to confidence. You have seen anything from my experience is that I've been maddeningly, is that a word? I tried to be maddeningly consistent. I've tried to go live every time 2 o'clock as close as possible with this live throughout the year. I think I've missed maybe a couple of weeks, maybe. And every other time I was here at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, whatever time we decided to do it. If there were technical issues, I tried to get around it and figure it out, even like I'm doing now. And I've become more confident in the fact that I'm showing up day after day, whether it was for my live streams, whether it's for my podcast. And I want to say for you, consistency is also the key to confidence. This is a big thing we talked about in episode 89 with LaShonda Brown. You got to go check out that episode because we talked about consistency. I want to talk about it a little bit in the next point a little bit later on. But if you want consistency, if you want confidence, I should say, you're not going to get it without consistency. We also talked about this in our masterclass. So those of you who, if you see the masterclass registration pop up again, because I'm going to do it again soon, you need to get that link and register for the next webinar, the next masterclass, because I'm going to be doing it again and even sharing more. But I want to make sure at least I put the seed in the ground that you've got to start thinking about being consistent in 2021 now. Don't wait for the new year and don't make it a New Year's resolution. Just say, this is the way I operate. I do things consistently and you will find your confidence grows by leaps and bounds. 17, sometimes you have to start ugly. Okay, so I'm borrowing this concept from one of our people that I follow and kind of been a long distance mentor in our podcast community. I can't say it's like Chris Crementos, I think is his last name, Crementos. But he wrote a book called Start Ugly. And I've been doing Start Ugly pretty much my entire life, but I really gravitated to it this year. And maybe you did too. Starting ugly is when you just throw on whatever you need to throw on, put the thing out there. It may not look right. It may not feel right. A lot of people want to hesitate and they don't want to put things out until it's perfect. This was the year you could not wait. You had to just get it done, get it out there, start whatever you were going to start because there was no chance for you to do anything perfect. There's just no perfect. There was no best time. The pandemic made sure that we were all on a level playing field. It was time to just go. Just time to ship it out, get it started, start ugly. And I feel like I did a lot of these things this year, made a lot of progress because I started ugly. I didn't wait. I didn't give it a chance to like, you know, that doubt to seep in. I just went ahead with it and went for it. And that really benefited me. And I think it probably benefited you as well. If you didn't let things stop you this year, if you went ahead and moved forward. And if you did that, if you did feel nervous about starting something, then just make sure not to do that in 2021. Start ugly. Just get it out there. Even if it doesn't look the way you want it to look. And I feel like that's one of the things we struggle with is that we want to have perfectionism, but perfectionism turns into procrastination. You've got a problem. And so I want to encourage everybody here to make sure that you start whatever you're starting. And if it looks ugly, that's okay. You'll improve with time. Real quick, let me take a quick reminder. If you're watching this now, even if you're watching this on a replay, can you make sure to subscribe? If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to that channel. And if you're watching on Facebook, make sure you like and share this because this might help one of your fellow creatives. If you're in the creative community, of course, you can always share it because it goes outside and it's public. So you can share this. It doesn't matter whether or not you're live or watching on the replay. Sharing, subscribing, and commenting anytime during the day, anytime you watch this, makes a huge difference because it helps other creatives like you to find this. So like, share, subscribe, okay? All right, let me move on. Whoops, I'm on the wrong screen. Hold up, I gotta find it. There it is. I think I already moved ahead. Number 16, did I move? Did it move? Yes, it did. I'm sorry, it didn't move. I didn't notice. You don't get what you don't ask for. And this one is what I really got hit with my live streaming show. I didn't realize that if you don't ask people to say, let's just say simple, if you don't ask people to tip you, they're not going to tip you. If you don't ask people for a sale, if you don't ask them, hey, can you buy my product? Hey, can you like this? Can you share this? Just like I did with like and subscribe. I just asked you to like and subscribe and to follow. you don't get what you don't ask for. And so many creatives like me just forget to ask. We get so caught up in doing what we're doing and making the thing that we forget to say, hey, please buy or like or subscribe to the thing. And although there can be obviously a opposite of that where you get too focused on giving or getting people to buy your stuff or giving you follows and likes, there's also the opposite extreme where you never do. And then you wonder, well, why didn't people give me, you know, any attention? It's because you didn't ask for it or because I didn't ask for it. One of the things I learned in my live streaming, which I can share my live streaming tips sheet. It's live. It's GuidingGigs.com/livestream. It's GuidingGigs.com/3tips. That's it. 3 tips to help you build up your live streams. Okay. So I learned quickly that if I don't have a page that's very simple for people to find and tip me, they weren't going to do it. And it wasn't because they didn't want to. It's because I simply didn't give them the information. So what I'm definitely encouraging you to do next year, take this lesson from 2020, my lesson, and then take it into 2021. Always ask. Always simply say, hey, can you share? Can you subscribe? Can you listen? Would you mind doing this? And don't do it in a needy fashion, but do it in a way that you're confident that what you're giving is going to bless people and that it's what they need at that time. And if it's not, then it's fine, but at least you didn't forget the ask. Okay? So you don't get what you don't ask for. Make sure you include that in everything you do in 2021. 15, we have more in common than we think. You guys all, you know, again, this was a great equalizer this year. And we all discovered that we have way more in common, whether it was problems with jobs or problems with childcare and education and trying to get vaccinations or masks on or mask off. Of course, we all faced the same struggles. And what I found in my audience is that my audience is has more in common than I really imagined. The people in my audience connected so fast because we were all sharing the same struggles. When I would go live or when I would talk about what's going on in my life, it was like, you know what? I'm going through the same thing. And musicians, creators, freelancers, we oftentimes can feel like there's not this connection between our audience and us because, okay, they're the audience and we're the creative. But we have a lot more in common and you are probably living the same kind of experience that your audience is. And I've experienced that. So one of my biggest life lessons from 2020 was just be real, be authentic. I'm going to talk about that a little later as well. We have more in common with our audiences and our audiences have more in common with each other. So making that connection and letting your people in your tribe, in your community know, hey, you guys need to stay connected because we are all in the same boat. It was a huge lesson for me in 2020. Huge lesson. I'm just going to keep it moving because I think we're getting right through these. Okay. And thanks for those who are joining us on Instagram as well. 14, people want authenticity. Kind of goes right with what I just said. There's no room for fakeness or cliches this year. We got over it real fast because there was no room for that. We just had to be real. We had to be honest about what's going on in our lives. And if it wasn't happening, we couldn't fake it. You just had to be honest with people. And authenticity actually is a huge selling point if you're talking about being able to connect with your audiences, give what you have to give, bless people, connect with the people who God called you to be around. You've got to be authentic. And people wanted the authenticity. And the reason why I believe I was successful in some of my projects was because I was real. Like I just said in 17, I started ugly. I was honest about where I was. I was honest when I didn't have things together. And the more I did that, the more I discovered that people were willing to give me a chance, give me, you know, an investment into my time, investment into my career, money, time, attention. Okay. All those things happened because I was willing to take a chance and show them that I was authentic. 13, look what I'm doing right now, guys. It goes right with this. Live streaming is here to stay. If you weren't live streaming before, you should have been. And then now that we are in this day and age of whether COVID kind of dips down because of vaccinations or because of herd immunity or whatever, we don't know what's going to happen in 2021. But we do know that this was the year of the video. This was the year of live streaming. So if you're interested in learning more about live streaming, please make sure that you check out GuidingGigs.com/livestream, where you can get a tip sheet on how to design your live stream events. And then GuidingGigs.com/3tips, where I show you 3 ways to make income. Live streaming is here to stay for sure. So if you are not already live streaming, please check out those 2 links I just posted, GuidingGigs.com/3tips, GuidingGigs.com/livestream, and then go to GuidingGigs.com/toolkit to see more of some things that I'm using. Some people have asked me, hey, how do you do the thing I just put on the, how do you do in the lower third? I share a lot of those tips And we're going to be sharing a lot more of that in a course that I've created for this very reason, so that you guys can use live streaming to your advantage all the way through 2021. Whether or not live events come back in force, live streaming is here to stay. Big lesson from 2020. Let's see if my thing advanced. I didn't see it. Yes. Community is where growth happens. Number 12. Community, guys, all of you joining me right now, people that are in your community, that's where the growth happened. The growth did not happen from me going viral in terms of what happened to my career. It didn't happen from me getting a big hit. It didn't happen from probably any of you guys. And if you had amazing success from a viral thing, that's awesome. But really, the growth of your career is based on, they say your net worth is equal to your network. Net worth, network. Hard to say, but true. Okay? So if you are not joining and really getting your community to connect together, you're missing out on the growth of your career, and you're not really getting all you could get out of your gift, out of giving what you give. And that, again, this includes whether you're a musician in a church, whether you're working in the field, working gigs, trying to figure out gigs, whether you're a musician, artist, actor, playwright, poet, whatever you do, you've got to see that your community is where this really happens. So 11, productivity deserves a plan, requires a plan. Guys, if you had a struggle staying productive in 2020, you were not alone. Okay, so many of us had a struggle with staying productive because when we went into the COVID situation and the quarantine, our entire careers got disrupted. Everything about what our normal plan got just thrown to the wayside. It looks like I froze here. I'm going to have to keep going on Instagram. I hope you guys can hear me on Facebook and YouTube because I'm not sure what happened there. As long as I can still see you guys. All right. So make sure you have a plan this year. Make sure you have a plan to stay productive. I talked in the masterclass about batching. I'm going to talk more about that again. If you want to check out that masterclass, there's still a wait list. You can go to guidedgigs.com/2021training. And there's still a wait list for the next seminar. So you can actually still sign up, but it's not available to watch yet because we just did that masterclass. But there'll be another masterclass coming up soon. If you want to get the information right away, you can go ahead and sign up for the wait list for my next masterclass, probably maybe a week or so away, or maybe 2 weeks, not sure, but we'll see. Okay, so productivity, make sure you have a plan. When are you going to do your work? How are you going to spread your time out? How are you going to work on this or that? When are you going to do it? When are you going to work on a project? Setting your goals in order. I shared a stat in my masterclass that 77% of people are 77% more likely to finish their goals when you write them down one and when you share them with someone else. You've got to do that if you want to be productive in 2021. Just writing down the goals is not enough. You've got to have a plan to stay productive. And that's something I definitely learned last year. This one came from the podcast. Oh my gosh. Again, same podcast I just mentioned. I think it's 89. GuideGigs.com/89. 91. LaShonda Brown. I'm going to check that and make sure that's the right one, because I want to make sure you guys go hear this. Rest is a marketing strategy. This one blew my mind when we got into this and talked about this, this actual fact that if you are rested and you are really focused, okay, it's not 91. I'm glad I checked. And I can't seem to get to it right now. So I will give that to you before the end of this broadcast. But rest is a marketing strategy. You've got to find a way to put rest as part of your life in 2021, because it definitely helped me in 2020. If I had not had that constant ability to recharge, to rest, to not try to stay on the hamster wheel of just doing so much, because we all were in this stress mode. And if you didn't rest, you did not show up for your people. That was a huge problem for you probably in 2020. If you had trouble sleeping, I'm actually trying out some new sleep oils, some essential oils to help me sleep better. I'll talk about that in 2021 if you're interested in just seeing about, you know, getting better sleep habits. But it really makes a difference in the way you show up for people. If you're not 100%, if you're stressed out and not really focused on your work, you're not giving the best to the people who are around you creatively or spiritually or emotionally. And it's not just a marketing strategy, but it's a life strategy. So I cannot stress enough that rest is super important. 9. These are getting to the deep ones, the really deep ones. I'm going through them quick, but these are super important. And if any of these strike you, by the way, share it in the chat. If any of these are like major lessons for you, share them as well. What's the major lesson for you? What lesson did you learn? I'm going to make sure this is a conversation, not a monologue. So what lessons have you learned in 2020 that really, really impacted you, that really have you're going to take into 2021, that you're not going to leave it in 2020 and just say, oh, it's gone. I don't want to think about it ever again. What lessons are going to stick with you? If any of these stick with you, give me the number or just tell me which one. Okay. Oh, here on Instagram, Wayne says, inconsistent sleep was my biggest stumbling block. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to help you a little bit when I do have a couple of posts about sleep. If you go to GuideAgainst.com and just put search sleep, I actually do have a couple of posts about sleep. And then, like I said, I'm going to be sharing. I just got an opportunity to try out some new, not meds, they're natural, but some sleep aids that are helping me to regulate my sleep. And hopefully if I can share those with you guys and you're interested. But Wayne, I think that's going to be a huge one in 2021. Health, wellness, creative wellness, and physical wellness, to be straight up with you, just to be a better, healthy person. And so thank you for sharing that. So let me get to 9 here. Self-limiting thoughts are crippling. Man, if 2020 taught me anything, when I let myself get into that deep funk of, nah, nothing's going to work, I'm not going to be able to make it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times. Let me be very transparent with you guys, because I think sometimes it's easy to talk about the highs and we don't talk about the lows. I had some real low points this year. I had some points where I just felt like everything was crashing down, whether it was finances weren't working out, I wasn't getting things done, I didn't see any improvement in all the work I was doing, whether it was music or whether things at church weren't good or family things. We were like just not quite talking and just getting on each other's nerves. And I had some low points and I started to believe that I wasn't going to get out of it and that things were just going to go, you know, down the tubes. And that was a crippling moment for me. And if I can help you with anything in 2021, is that those limiting thoughts, those things where you start to put the ceiling on your own life, will literally stop you from moving any further with your life. And God will not like elevate you beyond what you put the lid on. So if we put a lid on ourselves, we basically said, God, okay, that's all I want. I don't want you to go any further with me. I want to just stick that there. And now he'll give you all the things and the tools behind the scenes to make it possible later. But until you lift the lid on your self-limiting beliefs and your doubts and your fears and about yourself, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make any progress. So that was a huge one for me. I nearly let my year get derailed by those crippling thoughts. And I thank God I do have my journaling and my counseling and my pastor and my church and my Bible time, and my reading the word and my wife and people like that to kind of just keep me out of that low kind of, that heaviness, grumbling to praise to lift the spirit of heaviness that lives on you. You need something like that to get that off of you so that you do not get stuck in those self-limiting beliefs. Number eight, we're almost there. Optimism will set you above others. I don't have to say much about this one because it's very obvious. If you are optimistic, you stand out. I cannot tell you how many times this year that I saw people who were posting negative stuff and then I looked at like how they were surviving and they weren't. And then the people who were still posting positive stuff seemed like we were fine. I just admit it, things weren't awesome all the time, but we were taken care of the whole year. We never fell into that place where I didn't feel we were going to make it. And I think optimism is what kept us going. The optimism and the faith that things may look bad, but God is good and we have the capacity to continue going forward in life. So optimism will set you above others. Tobias, great to see you here on Instagram, man. I am so blessed to have people like Tobias in the community. Tobias, we got to talk definitely sometime this year. I want to make sure we share your story as well. You've been a part of this for a long time and I'm so grateful we can see 2021 coming around the corner. 7, become a master of one thing and own it. Let me just pick it up. We talked about this book at the beginning of the year. I don't know if you guys can see it here. Yeah. Master of One, Jordan Rayner. We interviewed him in episode 55, 5, I believe. I really need to have my list out here so I don't forget these names of the podcast. Episode 55 with Jordan Rayner. Please make sure you check that out. I learned this year from Jordan Rayner and other people around this same kind of mentality. You got to become a master of one thing and own it. One of the things I obviously tried to really master is communication this year. Going live, talking to people, mastering my messaging, mastering how I share what I'm doing, and making sure I never allow myself to get in the way of what is time to share. So I made sure that that was going to be something I worked on. And obviously my music was something else that I also tried always to master. So that was a blessing for me, okay? Becoming a master of one thing. Now, it doesn't mean you can't do a lot of things, but it does mean every once in a while, you got to just put all the other things down and focus on the one thing. Number 5, vision evolves, purpose stays the same. Now, my vision is very similar to what it used to be. Maybe yours is. What has your vision changed? Let me ask you that. Has your vision changed in 2020? Did you kind of change what you were all about? Did you have to change your focus? If that's true, that's no big deal because everybody had to change their vision. They had to change what they thought they were going to see and what there was going to happen. But your purpose didn't change. Okay. Jordan Rayner says in his book, purpose of a creative in God's sense, in the God sense is to glorify God and to bless others with your gifts. That purpose didn't change. The way you did it might have changed. Your methods might have changed. Your purpose is still the same. That's super important for me to remember in 2020 and to take that into 2021 as well. I hope this is helping somebody. Let's check on the chat a little bit. You love that book, Simony? I do too. That was one of the major things. That book set me up for 2020 for real. And if you haven't read it, go check out godandgigs.com/books. I do have it there in our library of recommended books, godandgigs.com/books, and check out Master of One. Jordan Rayner is is a friend of the show. He's a friend of ours. He's a mentor, and I'm so blessed to have him as one of the people I can count on to give you these kind of lessons. So we're almost down there to number 4. We're almost down to the end of the creative checkup and the end of our 2020 time together. So this is really exciting and so glad you guys are with me. All right, let's finish up these last 4. Hesitation and worry are expensive. Do you understand what I mean by that? I say that. Do you guys, you know, if that rings out with you, then say yes in the chat or just give me a thumbs up or something. Because let me tell you something, more expensive than anything I bought and more expensive than dealing with, you know, stimulus or whatever, or dealing with trying to get groceries or trying to get whatever. The most expensive thing I dealt with this year was hesitation and worry. Every time I spent time hesitating or I got worried about something, it cost me a lot. It cost me in opportunity. It cost me in stress. It cost me in loss of ability to like make good decisions. So hesitation and worry will cost you way more than anything else. And so I'm going to implore you in 2021, make sure you make decisions and move forward with confidence and boldness. And then you can always back up and adjust. No big deal. But hesitating and worrying is just, it will cost you way more than you want. Going on to the last 3, 3, 2, 1. Ready? Number 3, we are at our best when we put others first. When we put others first, when you become selfless, not selfish, and not no thinking of yourself, but just less self, right? If you think of yourself less and think of others more, you're going to have an amazing 2021. And that's when I realized I was at my best. When I put others first, when I made it about the team, made it about my family, made it about the community, I ended up seeing blessings beyond my wildest dreams. And the Bible says that very clearly, guys. This is God and Gigs. Whenever you seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, all the things are added, right? And he says, giving is better than receiving. You give and then you receive. So when you're at your best is when you're putting other people first and you're putting their needs first. You're making it all about them, not about you. That's when you see the growth coming in your career. One of the hugest lessons of 2020 and of all time that never changed. These last 2 are super, super important to me. And I just had to add it. God's never surprised. That was a big lesson for me in 2020. God did not get shocked or thrown off by COVID. He did not get shocked or thrown off by any of my issues. One of the things I do, guys, personally, is every time I think I'm worrying, I do like reverse psychology on myself. And I try to think of the one thing God forgot about. And every time, obviously, I fail to come up with something that God was not aware of. I try to think of the detail that God's like, oh my God, I forgot. I got to take care of this thing. He never has forgotten anything. He's never been surprised by anything. So that one for creatives, I hope that blesses you. And just do that. If you ever get stuck, it's like, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do? What I have all these ideas and I don't, God's clearly not like giving me clear direction. Just try to imagine God panicking. Try to imagine God unsure. Try to imagine God being confused, and you're not going to be able to do it. You're going to find yourself realizing, wait a minute, I'm in a place where I don't see the whole picture, but God literally created the picture, drew the picture, saw, hung it up, and then stood back and looked at it, and then changed everything around and put you in the middle of the picture. So please see yourself in that middle of God's trust and God's authority, so that whenever you have creative issues, you never get thrown off, because you can look back and say, God didn't forget any details. That includes your creative life. Okay? So nothing about this surprised God. 2020 was not a check mark on God's, I have to get to list. He was already aware of it long before, and he's already in 2021 waiting for us. Which brings me to my last point. And let me just make sure everybody's good in the chat. Good to see you on Instagram, my brother Rowan. All right, this last one, I think it just went in advance. Did it? Yes. Kind of goes along with what I just said. This is what we were made for. Okay, this year, this purpose, this, everything that happened, the Bible talks about Esther, she said, or Mordecai says to her, perhaps you're created, or perhaps you're here for such a time as this. Such a time as this. Instagram doesn't want to be, let me be great today. So for such a time as this, we were made, created. This is what we're here for. And if you made it to 2021, this is what you are here for, is to continue doing what you are doing for the glory of God and the good of others. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you received what you needed to receive from one or more of those lessons that really impacted me, and I believe will impact you to help you have the best year ever, no matter when you are moving forward. You've got to take these lessons to heart. Make sure you move forward with clarity and confidence, knowing that you've learned the lessons and you're going to keep applying them in your creative life to be the best God-gifted creative you can be. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Once again, review the show. Those two things will help you stay locked in with our community and make sure that other people can find the show as well. So please just give us that quick favor of jumping in at the end of this show. You can go ahead and listen all the way to the end. But as soon as you hear that thing go off and the music stop, go to your review button. Leave us a 5-star review. It'd be amazing. But be honest. I would love to hear your honest feedback about the show. And let us know what you think and how we are blessing you, okay? Until next time, make sure you continue to become the creative that you were created to be. Be safe, be healthy, be productive, continue to bless others with your gifts, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us here at the God and Gig Show. Please leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, or visit godandgigs.com and tell us what you thought of this show. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, go create something amazing.